Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Perfect, made for extra funny story. It's a college kid in China who is making headlines because he accidentally started a fire in his dorm.
Ooh.
So what had happened was, according to the story, is that his roommate was gone and was supposed to be gone for a while. And so the guy left behind, the other roommate, started going at it with his girlfriend. So the roommate came back faster than he was expected. And when he did, the first guy who was making the sex with his girlfriend panicked and tried. He was embarrassed. So in order to cover up the fact that he was making the sex with his girlfriend, he set her on fire.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah. He set her on fire and then caused the dorm to catch on fire and a lot of damage, and nobody was hurt, but trying to hide the fact that he was with his girlfriend and then set her on fire so his roommate wouldn't see. I don't know why he was so embarrassed by that.
What is?
Maybe the fact that his girlfriend was inflatable. It was a doll.
Oh, she's a dolly. It's okay. So does he grab a lighter and just, or does he light a match? Like, what's he? Yeah, what's the go-to there?
I'm guessing he just, if there was a lighter there or something, maybe, because I don't think they'd be smoking in the dorms or anything. So maybe something to light candles with or whatnot. Yeah.
Or maybe a candle was lit for the ambiance. Yeah,
maybe so.
Just knocked it over.
Thankfully, I have this 3-wick candle burning. I'll just light her up.
Yeah. Light her up.
Wow. And that is embarrassing.
Nothing like the smell of burnt plastic, you know?
And it wasn't even one of those good ones. You know, it's like an old fashioned one. And, but it was wearing a French maid's costume.
No.
Yeah. Liz, this is the room on fire. And then this is the model of doll that he had.
What?
Oh, it's an inferno.
That looks like the creepiest doll I've ever seen. Look at that face.
Mm-hmm.
She's not French at all.
No.
She's not even from this decade.
So how do you tell your parents you got suspended? I mean, would have been, what did he think was going to be how did he figure that was going to be less of a problem for him than his roommate just seeing him with a doll?
Panicked.
Street cred, you know?
Yeah.
That's
true.
You can't lose your name on the streets.
Uh-huh. Are you that guy that was hooking up with the plastic French maid? No.
But I was the one that set the place on fire.
Yeah, that's it. Now you're the one hooking up with the plastic French maid and burned down the damn dorm.
Yeah.
So you're both.
Oh, dear. What are we going to do?
See, now, if it's one of those expensive real dolls that we talk about all the time, you can kind of see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is just, I've never understood the attraction to these just inflatable old dolls.
And I don't either.
Like, it looks like a pool float.
Yeah, so to say, you're making the relations with a pool float.
Yeah.
Pool raft.
You know, those edges are like real sharp, like pool floats, and it'll cut you if you hit it
paper
wrong.
Paper cuts, plastic cuts.
And then you got to blow it up every time.
I mean, oh, it's deflating.
Yeah, and you're like already naked. You're already in your underwear and your socks, and you're just like sitting there, like that's rock bottom. You're sitting on your dorm room bed,
rock bottom, but
with your boxers on.
And why all the work for something like that? Yeah, like, there's other way, you know. Yeah. Just
and you know he was rushing because he's on a time crunch because his roommate's going to be back. You know, he's just going to get dinner.
You know? He probably didn't even inflate it.
He's like, he's like, Mademoiselle, it's time. Let's get you out of here. Moshari. Mm.
Yeah. So it looks like one of those that you carry around as a joke on a bachelorette party or something.
Absolutely.
A bachelor
party.
You get the big mouth.
Yeah. That's so weird.
The face looks like a mask, that like one of those Halloween masks with the rubber band around it.
Yeah.
It's horrific.
Oh, man.
Man alive.
I mean, I did some embarrassing things in college, but.
Yeah.
Never that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I had kind of not a similar experience, but something that is comparable. When the day I moved into the dorms, me and my roommate at the time were watching a show on my computer. We had just set up our stuff, and his whole family came in to say goodbye to him, and I didn't realize that the show we were watching switched to another video that was a hardcore porno movie. And his little brother, who was probably in eighth grade at the time, was like, "Hey, man," and just like pointed, and like 10 people in a dorm room. And I turn around, and on my 25-inch screen in this little room was just, you know, the worst thing ever.
My God.
In front of his parents, our friends' parents, and their kids. Yeah, it was like 10
That's
people.
That's like a movie. Like American Pie.
Yeah, exactly. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. But I got over it because it was the first day of college. I was like, college! Smoking cigarettes, drink a beer.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So it went away quickly. But yeah, that was bad.
Yeah. And they probably weren't a fan of yours after that.
I don't think so, no.
Like that roommate of yours.
Yeah. And we have been friends since high school. Like, he's my buddy. Yeah. And they lived in our neighborhood. So I don't think they ever mentioned anything. But.
Do your parents know that?
I don't know. Maybe just from the radio. They wouldn't bring it up to me, even if they had heard it.
Yeah.
They're not one of those type of families.
Yeah. You're not open.
They're not really looking to confront us on anything like that. Sure.
But did they know that you smoked cigarettes? Did they ever know that?
Yeah, talk about it. So my mom found cigarettes one time in my book bag. Newports, doesn't matter, but they were Newports. First cigarette I was on. Sure. And and then my dad knew later on, but I told him I quit.
Yeah.
So, and I did quit smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy, though.
Mm. Yeah. Hardcore. Mm-hmm. It was hardcore. I mean, like the nastiest, and it was bad.
Like, I don't know where this came from.
I don't know.
I mean, in all fairness, you didn't turn it on, but.
Yeah. It just played.
The fact that it was, your computer knew what to play.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so embarrassing. And who saves porn anymore on their computer? Like, that shows you the sign of the times. Mm-hmm. It was 2010, probably.
Oh, it was saved. It wasn't like
It wasn't
YouTube
like on YouTube or on a video service. Yeah. I had it like saved on my, so I'm like, I was watching it all the time, I'll be honest.
Oh, that's hilarious. You're like, I know this one. I know this part. Yeah. And it gets better.
There's no storyline. I mean, it's just like right to the action. They saw it full on.
Oh, my God.
So, Lindsay, when you were dating in college and are hanging out with guys, and were they into the same types of things? Like, they thought porn was funny and, you know, that kind of stuff?
I don't ever remember even talking about porn until after college. Like, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anyone was into it. I mean, I'm sure the guys were. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, because a lot of guys in, you know, college age and all that would think that it's funny, and they talked about it around girls and all that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, but
we had an intern one time, and it was how I was still probably in my late 20s. I don't even know if I'd turned 30 yet. We had just moved to Charlotte. And one of the interns asked me if I, you know, wanted to come to, like, one Friday, man, just come. Come and check out, hang out in my apartment. You know, it's on your way home, because it was at that exit 18, you know, on my way home. Mm-hmm. You know, so I stopped by there one day and I went into his apartment and was checking it out. And the TV had porn going when we walked in the door, and nobody was even home. And he said, "Yeah, me and my roommates, we just leave it going all the time, man."
Oh, geez.
You know, it's just like,
as a joke.
Yeah, I guess they thought it was cool.
It was cool, yeah.
And I said, "Well, don't y'all have girls over here and stuff?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Yeah, we leave it on, though. I mean, it's just, you know, It's just kind of what we do.
Oh, dear.
And so, I thought, you know, that age may have thought that that was, because that would have been about y'all's age group.
Yeah, yeah.
Back then. Just thought that was funny, just to always have porn going and the girls are coming over and so seeing it. Weird. And, oh, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
No, I was mortified. That was awful.
Mm-hmm.
That was awful.
I think the first time I had actually seen something on TV was my ex-boyfriend, his sister. We were over at her house, my family, his family. We were about to eat dinner. It was just like a cookout they were having or something. And I walked in to the living room, and on their big screen was some movie called something about Debbie.
Debbie Does Dallas.
That could have been, yeah, yeah. Because my dad started laughing, like, why is this on TV? And they were like, oh my God, it just came on. Like, I don't know how it was on the television, because it was the sister's house. And she was so bright red. I don't know what, like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, what's Debbie done? You know, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, it's one of the classic porn movies of, I think, the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it's old, old.
Yeah.
Debbie Does Dallas. Oh, it's kind of like there was another one of the most famous porn movies of all time, I think, back in those days, was called Deep Throat.
Oh.
And Deep Throat was the name of the whistleblower in the Watergate scandal.
Right.
And then they made a porn with that name that referred to something else.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah.
And is that where the term kind of sprung from?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
I think it was the Watergate scandal where Deep Throat was and they called him that because he had a really deep voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Deep Throat.
Yeah, it was Watergate.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah. Wouldn't give a guy a nickname like that nowadays.
Hell no.
No.
What did you say to me?
Who am I? What?
Yeah.
You're deep throat. The hell I am.
Yeah.
Put this fist deep down in your throat. Yeah. Say it again.
But Lindsay was watching Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah.
Only the classics for her.
Yeah.
More extra funny next.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, Lindsay, we didn't even ask how the rest of your big mountain family vacation thing went.
It was great.
And y'all did end up going out and tubing.
We used
your tubing tickets.
We did. We didn't stay the whole time because it was 5 degrees. But sunny. And the first day we could actually leave the house because the roads were finally getting scraped where we were. So I was ready to get out of that house. I'm not going to lie.
So y'all enjoyed the tubing?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, we went down maybe 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
To different, you know, they had like 5 different slopes. It was fun.
And then you get on a little conveyor thing. It takes you back up the hill and all that.
It's a workout, too, because you got to pull the, you know, pull the kid.
You have that big tube with you. And
the kids were sitting in it.
Yeah, they can't pull their weight on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're just sweating.
Mm-hmm. Which one of the kids liked it more?
Actually, it was a tie. Probably Brooks, maybe.
Yeah, and you were worried that he wouldn't like it at all.
Yeah, he doesn't like snow in his face, so I was thinking if it's still snowing, he's going to hate it.
Mm-hmm.
He kept saying, it's going down my back when it was snowing, you know, earlier in the week. And I was like, Brooks, it's snow. Like, that's, you know, you got to bundle up. It's going down my back. It's hitting my face. Like, he couldn't figure it out. I'm like, but it wasn't. It was sunny. It was good.
And Kyle liked it?
Kyle liked it. Yeah,
I figured he would.
Yeah, he's that.
He likes everything. He's just a good natured, just a prince of a man.
He never has a bad time. That's for sure.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. And that,
what a quality to have.
Exactly.
I cannot relate to that in any way.
It also is kind of annoying. I'm not going to lie.
It would be annoying. Yeah. I can totally see that. He never has a bad time.
Mm-mm. Everything's positive. Everything's half full. And I'm like half empty at all times.
Yeah. I would love to be that way though.
I know.
I'd love to be positive all the time and just, able to have fun in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorance is bliss. That really is. I mean,
yeah.
For people like us who have a higher intellect,
a lot of it is no. But I am being serious. A lot of it is more being naive about certain, like, or maybe I don't know. Maybe I worry about things, and maybe it's just in my head. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Naive about certain situations. Yeah.
But they always say it's a lot easier to be negative than it is to be positive.
Yeah.
That's what people say.
Believe that.
You know who says that? Positive people who are idiots.
Right. You dummies.
Mm. But that's good. How long did y'all stay?
Well, we left Sunday morning.
No. I mean, how long did y'all stay out there? Tubing?
Oh, sorry. Like 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can go up and down several times in 30 minutes.
Sure. Yeah. It was, and it wasn't that crowded. It was good.
That's good.
Well, because it was so cold.
It was 5 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And your parents went up there with you?
They did. They stayed in the...
The little lodging area.
Yeah. Yeah. And right when we came in, the kids wanted everything they offered for food. Like, you got to be kidding. We've only been out there 30 minutes. They're like, I'll take a hot dog, nachos, pizza. They were starving.
But your mama had just cooked a big breakfast for everybody.
I know. And then they ate all that. Yeah.
She was doing that while we were on the show.
Yeah.
Friday.
These kids be eating.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then y'all went and ate at the place that Jody and I said you should go to, and it was good.
It was fantastic. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I would like to go without the kids and sit at that cute little bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the bar that we drank them out of Captain Morgan and citrus vodka.
Okay. I know that story. I didn't realize it was there. Okay. Yeah. That's the bar. It's cute. It's very homey and cozy and... Mm-hmm.
And that is, the reason we were there is we were doing a retreat with the show one time. And after we had done all of the work planning and doing all of that stuff, we went out to a nice dinner and then that bar. And they were, I think, ready for us to leave the bar by the time we were finished. But that's when Breeze Cat that worked for us said that, what did he say? He said it. He got car sick because he always gets car sick in Toyotas.
Toyotas?
Yeah, he said it like it was the make of the car that got him car sick.
Toyotas?
Yeah, I knew when I got in that Toyota. It always happens to me in Toyotas.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, something like that.
It's very
on-brand. Then that was where I used to go whenever Jody and I would go, just the two of us, to that little town, Blowing Rock, and she wanted to shop and stuff, and I would go sit there and watch football all day.
Classic.
Yeah. In that little bar.
They have little fireplaces. It's cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We want to go back. Good food.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Jody ran off and left little friend Jenny, handsome husband Michael, and me in the night one time with it snowing really hard. We were there, hanging out for the weekend, and we were going to that restaurant, and she just took off.
What?
And just left us. By the time because we were all walking to the place, it's back behind this park, and we were walking, and by the time we got there, she had already checked us in, got the table, was sitting down, had her coat off, and they were bringing her a drink by the time we got, because it was cold. I'm not waiting on y'all. Y'all taking too long.
Oh, I yeah.
Yeah, and she complains about that. That
and
you're too slow.
Obviously Blowing Rock because it's windy, but it is windy. I mean, I don't blame her.
She's like, I am not waiting. Y'all come on. Come on. She just took off.
Blowing Rock, that it's really, I didn't piece that together.
Very
super windy,
and
5 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I bet she was hustling to get the hell back inside.
But little friend Jenny is just as cold natured, if not more than Jody, but of course she probably had more alcohol in her at that time than Jody did.
I'm not so cold.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were just walking, talking, having fun, we weren't, who was in a hurry?
Yeah.
She just like,
And it doesn't matter what she's wearing. She could wear the warmest clothes and still be cold, right?
Yeah, and both of them left us in Nebraska when we'd gone to a Nebraska game, because that's where little friend Jenny is from. So we went to Nebraska to watch a football game and everything. And it was snowing and probably one of the coldest things I've ever felt in a climate because, you know, I didn't grow up in all that. Mm-mm. And Michael was on crutches. He had a surgery on his knee. Oh. And we were walking from the stadium back to our hotel. And they stopped this guy that had a bike cab thing. And they said, all right, how much is it? We're just going right up there. And he said, $20. And he said, oh, no. I said, well, put Michael in the thing.
Yeah.
And we're not paying $20 for that. And sent him on his way. Well, next thing you know, they take off running. They're gone. And I'm staying back with Michael because he's got, he's broke.
Poor guy.
On crutches.
Like, see ya.
Gotta go.
Yeah. So by the time we got up there, they'd been in there already warmed up and all that, just left us.
I'm not spending $20.
No.
Jenny was the same way. Keep moving, dude.
Oh, gosh.
It's like, just put him in the thing.
Yeah, he needs it.
Tough crowd.
Yeah. Was that when he was playing basketball and got injured?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was because of Aiden. Well, not because of Aiden, but kind of.
He was playing with Aiden.
And yeah. Got hurt.
Yeah.
Bless.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was Jenny said no on that.
Yeah. Keep going, dude. Mm-hmm. He don't need you. He's like, wait a second, just $20? Okay.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
He was two crutches, hurting. But yeah, that Nebraska cold is cold. Yeah, that's a different kind of cold than what we have.
Yeah, I don't even know what that's like. Mm-mm. I don't want to know.
No.
Love that area, though. The really nice people.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's about pretty.
Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska, yeah.
Yeah.
What's there? Once, what do they have?
You know, once Jenny left, then, they got rid of their last not nice person.
Now everyone's playing.
Yeah, everybody's nice. Now they can, put that on the sign out there. Lincoln, Nebraska, where everybody is nice now.
Yeah. You said what's I'm there? Kidding. Isn't it just football? Aren't they just big on football?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But they have a lot of... they have a lot of good little restaurants and bars mm-hmm. and things like that and a good business community.
Lots of good red meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
A lot of good corn.
Mm-hmm.
Corn, yeah.
Love a good corn.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that Jody has no feelings for anybody if it's cold. Mm-hmm, she's got to get out of the cold.
I get
gotta
it.
Gotta go.
I bet she'd probably leave her kids in the cold when they were babies.
Y'all aren't walking fast enough.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Get moving or get left.
Come on.
Yeah.
Y'all need to step it up.
Yeah.
Let's go.
He's like, Mom, I'm just two. Hurry up.
Yeah, two-year-olds can walk and fast. Let's go. Uh-huh.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.